honky-tonking our way through a Saturday morning with Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. I wish I could play an instrument. I always just got to have a good stereo system.
You got a good air guitar.
Yeah, I got the world's best air guitar, that's for sure. Everybody at church wishes I could sing. It's amazing how the crowd kind of clears out as I sit down. They're going to all move out in a different direction. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House. What is this? Issue 1 of 2017. Broadcast number 1 of a brand new Happy New Year to you all. And I'm sincere, right down to the marrow of my bones, that I hope you had one half as great a holiday season as we did. Man, we had all the kids in, all the grandkids, 6 kids, 12 grandchildren, and even one extra big black dog. And we had us one fine family time. Like, I just have not been able to remember a great get-together like that for a long, long time. For one, we just had so many new additions that had never been there before. Our last family photo was 7 years ago, and I think there was 9 of us in the picture. Our family picture this year was 25. It's a tribe. It's a big tribe. We had a great time. Hey, maybe 2017 has a home improvement project. You all must be thinking about doing something around your house, because our office took the week off between Christmas and New Year's. And then I fell a little under the weather with a little holiday flu bug that kind of tied me up for 3 or 4 or 5 days. So, like, I hit the office for just a little while yesterday. And there's one word that has been stamped all across everything at my desk, at my workstation, in my office, and it's behind.
I thought you were going to say urgent.
And urgent. Urgently behind.
Got it.
So, we're going to be playing a little catch-up here at the beginning of 2017. I have phone calls from all corners of the state of Arizona with, I can't tell you how many different topics and home improvement projects and home improvement dilemmas and maintenance issues and warranty issues from folks that just have just kind of waited until this point. And, you know, I've seen that historically, having been a remodeler in Arizona since about 1972, the year I got my driver's license, was really the year I started fixing things up, because Mom wouldn't let me fix things at the house anymore. So I had to go next door, start fixing things over there. I've seen the economic ups and downs of Arizona, from Page to Nogales. I've seen the big, big dips, and I've seen the high, high crests. But I will tell you this. Since 1972, there has never, ever been a presidential election year that was an up year for the home remodeling industry until last year. And I have absolutely no clue why that's the case. Ordinarily, our presidential election years are times for remodelers to take long Rumpelstiltskin style naps, because it seems everyone goes into a holding pattern just to wait and see what comes out the other end of the election. But boy, we were getting calls all Q3 and Q4. And over the holidays, our phones are usually pretty quiet. The voicemails were all jammed. They were packed. The phone must have rung 200 times at the office yesterday at least. So I know y'all have things you want to get done. The phone lines are open right now. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening station. I'm in the studio all by myself. Romy's down at the rodeo in Casa Grande with Roxy and Tinley and Remy. You can give me a ring. It'd be just you and me on a little visit about what you want to get done around your house. 1-888-767-4348. That's your toll-free, direct, in-line connection to me at broadcast headquarters of Rosie on the House. Jennifer will grab the call, get your name, where you're calling from, what kind of project you're trying to tackle, and let me take my, 40-some-odd years of remodeling in Arizona and put it to work for you. I can recommend certain tools, types of tools, brand names of tools. I can recommend products. I can kind of give you tricks of the trade and tips on how to make the project look like a professional got it done. That's what we're here for. Every single Saturday to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend at Rosie on the House. We've launched a new remodeling company, as many of you know. Jennifer and I gave birth to a remodeling company back in 1988, and we sold that company in 2002. It's still going well and doing fine. But we started Rosie Remodeling just a couple years ago as a small little remodeling company, and I was very, very fortunate to have my good friend and overqualified general manager Stan Zumbrunnen walk in my office one day and said, "Are you opening another remodeling company, Rosie?" I said, "Yes, Stan, I am." He says, "Well, I'm going to run it for you." And we have been very blessed to have Stan right by our side for the last couple years. And we've been putting the little bitty pieces in place to build the foundation for a remodeling company. And I've had to take a lot of phone calls from y'all all over Maricopa County and just apologize and say, we're trying to stay close to the office. We're trying to operate in kind of a narrow band area. We're very, very small. There's only a few of us on the payroll. We're trying to get the thing built and started correctly. Well, it looks like here in 2017, we've got some building blocks and foundation pieces in place where we may be able to grow and expand and start servicing some of you in an area that's just a little bit wider area from where our office is. We are driving efficiencies at this company like never before. I'm really, really excited about what we've got going on there because I'm really, really excited about what we did at our prior company through the course of the 90s. Back then, I came up with the idea, look, let's tell homeowners that we'll meet with them and we'll find out what kind of project they want to get done. We'll get the design done. We'll get it through the permitting process and have the city or the, whatever municipality or county is responsible for issuing the permits, prepare to give us a permit. And we'll agree on all the specifications up front. No allowances. Let's take away all the problem spots and the guessing points. Just take those all away. Get all the answers out up front. Specify it all. Let's get the long lead items on order stored in our warehouse. And then let's give the homeowners a start date. And let's guarantee, look, if we don't change anything, I will guarantee we're going to finish this job on time and we will finish this job on budget, or at the end of the project, I'll give you the entire job for free. Well, we did that for several years back in the late 1990s and early 2000, and it was a tremendously soaring success. And it all has to do with how well you, the homeowner, allow the contractor that you've selected to run the remodeling project control your home. Because at that point, your home isn't your home. At the point you're engaging a remodeling company to do an anything significant amount of work around your house, home, castle, or cabin, it now has become a shared habitat. It's your home, but it's also a work site. And if you want the job to stay on time, you've got to give the contractor authority to run the job site in a way that is efficient. And those of you that have lived through remodeling jobs where you're waiting day after day after day for something to happen, it doesn't have to be that way. You sign a remodeling contract, you want to get it started, you want to get the person involved and responsible for the project, you get a written schedule ahead of the job, all right? And if they start falling off that schedule, you make sure they're available. Make sure they answer their phone. Make sure they've got some place you can show up and visit with them. Find out where their other projects are. Get to know as much about them as you can. I've said it many, many times. In the bidding process of getting a remodeling contract signed at your house, you ought to visit contractors multiple times. You ought to visit multiple contractors. This is the dating game when you're in that phase. And if you think once you sign a contract, say you've gotten two or three estimates, and the lowest estimate was the guy that showed up the least reliably, was always the hardest to find, had the dirtiest, disorganized tools and truck of all that you're talking to. If you think that cheap price now, and you marry this guy with a remodeling contract, then all of that's going to get better just on your job. You are kidding yourself. You are wackadoodle nuts. So put your contractors to test during the dating game. Make sure they're on time. Make sure they're bringing you everything they say they're going to bring you every time you have an appointment. I like to see the guys show up or the gals show up 5 minutes early to every single appointment. So we're prepared to launch and expand our services to the community. I'm here today for free to answer any questions you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And you do that by dialing in 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923. We'll start answering those calls right after this.